It's Christmas Eve, and we've had this story told by the Gospels of Jesus and his birth. We've proclaimed through the carols the good news that surrounds that Christmas story, that Christmas proclamation. I hope that that stirs within you some of your own memories of your own stories in your own life, events that happened around Christmas. And I pray that those were events that taught you more about the glory of God, even when they were challenging. I know that we have, every church has their own memories and their own reflections about what Christmas and gathering together on Christmas Eve does for a congregation, an assembly that gathers together in praise of God. So tonight, I hope you're in touch with some of that in your own life. I know that, as any pastor or preacher would know, I have so many memories of those in my life. It's just like the year that we'd gone through a very tragic time with the loss of my wife's mother. And it happened just a couple days before Christmas. And then we went to church after that on Christmas Eve, late in the evening. And we didn't think about when we got there that the banners hanging in the sanctuary were banners that had been created by her mother. We didn't think about all up in the balcony, all the little candles lit. It was her idea that the Christmas service should have such light and candlelight. And it just raised us up. Just showed us the love of God and her love. I remember the Christmas when we had in our church a typical young teenager, a young girl that was causing her parents, and especially her father, to have great concern and great worries about her. Her brother in high school was doing well with great grades and all of the things that you would expect of a good teenager, but she was rebelling against all of that. And her father would talk to me about it. He forced her to come to the church youth group. She did not want to participate. And I know that I was really surprised on a Sunday evening. She came to youth group. She was all enthused and participating. And then after the youth group was over, she said, "Can I talk to you for a moment?" And I said, "Well, sure." And she said, "I want to ask if I can sing A Holy Night for the Christmas Eve service." And I said, "You sing?" She said, "Yes, I think I can. I think I'm a good singer." I said, "Well, sing it for me." And she started singing, "O Holy Night." And I was melted away, and I said, "Yes, you can sing that on Christmas Eve." She said, "I have one more thing to ask you." And I said, "What is that?" She said, "Do not tell anybody, and especially my father. I want it to be a surprise." So we gathered for Christmas Eve, just as we've gathered this evening, in the church sanctuary. And as the service moved forward, it came time for Sadie to come forward and sing, "O Holy Night." It melted us all away. When Jonah played it on the trumpet this evening, it reminded me of this story. Her father called me a couple years ago and said, "By the way, Sadie did everything right in life, and now she's a mother married to a physician and has several children. And it all, in one way or another, started on Christmas Eve with her singing, O Holy Night. May Christmas be a healing time for us. May it bring your families together and open your hearts and all of our hearts to one another as the gospel proclaims such good news to us that Jesus was like Emmanuel, came unto us with the government upon his shoulders, but he came and taught us love and good news in spite of all the opposition to him. So we raise that up this evening and say, thank you, God, for such good news and for giving us this opportunity to be in what we call Christmas. Amen. Let us join in singing, Angels We Have Heard on High. Once again, I invite you, as you're able, to stand.